Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read from two passages out of the book of Exodus, second book in the Bible, chapter 14, first passage beginning at verse 9. The Egyptians chased after them, Pharaoh with all his horses and chariots, and caught up with the people of Israel as they were camped beside the shore, and that's the shore of the Red Sea. As Pharaoh approached, the people of Israel looked up and panicked when they saw the Egyptians overtaking them. They cried out to the Lord, but Moses told the people, "Don't be afraid. Just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. The Egyptians you see today will never be seen again. The Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm." And then the next passage in Exodus chapter 14, beginning at verse 21, a few verses later, we read this. "Then Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the Lord opened up a path through the water with a strong east wind. The wind blew all that night, turning the seabed into dry land. So the people of Israel walked through the middle of the sea on dry ground, with walls of water on each side." Well, there you have it. Moses and the Israelites are on their escape route out of Egypt through the wilderness, heading toward the promised land. But now they find themselves camped by the Red Sea in the desert with what looks like all heck about to break loose behind them. This all started when God selected Moses to lead his people out of the slavery in Egypt. And so after some very effective plagues that the God imposed upon Egypt because the Pharaoh wouldn't give in, Pharaoh finally gave in, let God's people go, and Moses led them out of Egypt toward the promised land. But God changed Pharaoh's mind, and Pharaoh chased them to bring them back into slavery to do all their work that they needed done. God, my friends, was setting it all up to show Moses and his children, the Israelite people, once again, all that he can do. Now, there they were, trapped on the shore of the Red Sea, and they were frightened. All seemed lost. Their path toward the promised land was blocked by the sea, and they could see the dust in the distance as Pharaoh and his army of chariots came after them to either return them to slavery or to kill them right there in the desert. So there they were, with nowhere to go under their own power and ability. Moses had done all he could do or think of doing, and the Israelites did what they usually did. They began to whine and cry out of fear and defeat, wishing they had died in Egypt before they left, or now wanting to return there to slavery rather than to die here in this desert. They worried, whined, and wailed. You know what? I can identify. And Moses responded to their whining ways by telling them to be quiet, to not be afraid, because he said, wait for it, "The Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm." He told them that God wasn't finished fighting for them, to trust God. Moses had had one experience after another with God where God always showed up. And so he knew he could trust that he would show up again. And the Israelites would see that with God, hope was always alive. Then we saw how God directed Moses to stretch out his hand over the waters of the Red Sea. And they all watched as the waters of the Red Sea divided and the Israelites walked safely through to escape Pharaoh's army on a now dry seabed between walls of water on their right and on their left. I wonder if you have ever found yourself standing on the shore of a Red Sea with the world and all of its crud and craziness closing in from behind and all around you. I've been there. I'm there now. And having done all you can do or know to do, you just find yourself standing there wondering and worrying, okay, what now, Lord? Maybe you're there today, having done all you can do, coming to the end of your own knowledge, your own strength and ability, wondering what will happen next in your journey, claiming what is right and best as you continue to step forward, seeking the next step, trying to figure out the next step in your life. a few years ago. A dear friend of mine, Mike Martin, the former head baseball coach at Florida State University in Tallahassee and one of the most respected and winningest Division I college baseball coaches in history, shared a personal moment with me after winning the final game of a Super Regional to again advance to the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. On a personal note, Mike is going through some medical issues now, and he and his family need our continuing prayers. Well, as soon as the last out was made in that last Super Regional game, I texted Mike, congratulations, and he texted me right back, thanks, Scott. And he added this, quote, that from the fifth inning on, all I could do was to keep reciting Exodus 14:14, exclamation mark, close quote. I couldn't remember the verse or the context as he cited that, so I pulled a Bible off the shelf, and there it was. The Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. Mike had done all he could do as their coach, prepared his team to be the very best, and reached a point where he realized that he needed to simply rely on God to do what only God could do, win or lose, but for his good and the good of his team. I wonder if you've ever found yourself facing some seemingly insurmountable obstacles and challenges, realizing you had come to the end of your own wisdom and ability, and you found that you couldn't deal with what's next alone, but you needed to deal with it. Perhaps you're facing an unexpected medical problem, or the last days of an illness of a loved one, a family issue pulling longtime family ties apart, or a relationship struggling to find its way. Maybe a setback in your career causing uncertainty about what's next, or perhaps you're beginning to believe that the ups and downs in the economy and your personal finances will in fact be never-ending. Or you're just hanging on with the rest of us through the uncertainties of the turmoil in the nation and the world, tossed around on an ocean of doubt, unsure of what may be coming next. Perhaps you feel as those Israelites may have felt, that even though the ground seems firm and dry beneath you, you'd better not take your eyes off those walls of water on the right and on the left, looking ominously as though they will surely give way at any moment. I wonder if any of you are going through any of that or worse. Well, whether you are now or not, history tells us that at some point in time or another, we will all find ourselves on the shores of our own Red Sea, having done all we can do, yet still facing a mountain, a problem, a financial dry valley, a disappointment, defeat, or decision looming before you. Something we can't get past, around, over, or through, and running out of time, standing with and following his way the best we can while still surrounded by a world closing in fast around us and behind us. In those moments, we need to remember, as Moses knew, that when we reach the end of what seems to be all we can do, the Lord hasn't finished. When we reach the end of our own rope and have done all we can do for him, for ourselves, for others, we need to leave room for God to do the unexpected, to leave room for hope, remembering no matter what, he is still there, never leaves us, and he is bigger and greater than it all. Here's what I've learned. No matter how well I have prepared for and done what God called me to do, when finding myself in some of my fifth innings and unsure of what to do next, God was still at work, still fighting for me, fighting for right, preparing to do the unexpected, like parting a Red Sea, standing before me in my life. And so when we have reached the end of ourselves and all we can do, when we are at the shore of a Red Sea with seemingly nowhere to go, we need to remember to leave room for God, that hope is always alive because, as that passage reminds us, the Lord will continue to fight for you and for me. We just need to trust and be calm. To never lose hope, because in him, hope always reigns. He is above all. No matter what we're going through or what is going on, hope is always alive. It's just one of the many promises of the God who loves you and me. Believe it. Embrace it. Claim it as your own because it is yours. It's a promise of God for you. The Lord Himself will fight for you, Scott, Mike, fill in your name. Just stay calm. So, no matter what we face, personally or together, remember, God is always fighting for you and for me. He's never finished, and hope is always alive. My friends, when we reach the end of ourselves, we never, never reach the end of God. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for that reminder. Wow, we've heard that story of the Red Sea so many times, but Lord, just looking at it and remembering that you're there in the midst of our own Red Seas, that you, we just need to remember that the Lord, you will fight for us. We just need to stay calm, to move forward, to continue to move forward, knowing you're not finished yet. And we're just going to continue to claim right and what you want us to do step by step as you continue to work. Thank you, Lord. Be with Coach Martin and his family in these times. Just give them a sense of peace and your presence in their lives, Lord. Just for healing for all of them. Be with those traveling, like my granddaughter and fiance as they go back to North Carolina. Be with them and anybody else traveling, Lord. Just keep them safe. Angels around them as they go. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. Thanks for the reminders in so many ways and so many days. And no matter what we're facing, you are always there. You never leave us, and you are never finished working for our good and the good of those around us. Thanks for loving us. In your Son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.